I read up child or Moon Club name generator. Here it is. What's your Moon Club name? Use the first letter of your first name.
A.
Mystic. What is the last digit of your phone number?
0.
Of shimmering. And what is the month of your birthday?
July.
Moons.
So what is it?
Mystic of shimmering moons.
That's very appropriate.
That's your Moon Club name. Mine is Keeper of Ancient Forests.
Like a solid troll job.
I'm a solid troll girl.
Like, don't come in this forest.
Stay out of the woods.
I'm Amanda Sox, and you're listening to The Nervous Record, where each week I talk to the girl from my high school that was institutionalized about how she's doing 15 years later.
This is amazing. What made its way into my life, I only can imagine through The Secret. I happened upon this pen. Read the...
Oh, no, it's a Bic for her pen?
It is a Bic for her. From? I don't know, but I have it. It came from the vortex, clearly.
So this is one of those Bic...
pens that looks like a tampon.
Yeah.
It's like very Playtex-y.
Yeah. And the grippy part is that whole, like, hourglass figure grippy part. It's purple. And there's flowers and butterflies, leaves, swirlies. And the clicky part is like a gemstone. It's like a jewel.
Yeah, it makes me sad because of how many people, like, that idea had to go through in order for that to be you holding that in your hand right now. Do you know what I mean? Yeah.
I mean, all other pens are just so masculine.
At that pen that looks like a tampon and I think, you know, well, at least that march in Washington wasn't in vain. Do you feel like a press? Go ahead. We were going in different directions.
I'm going to get there. Mm-hmm. I just want to specify that the whole, like, hourglass grippy part feels delightful. I will say that. But the bulbous that shoots off of it is too big, both long and
It looks
width.
Like an uncircumcised penis.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So the ironic thing about it is that, sure, my fingers feel good,
But you're wrapping your hand around an uncircumcised penis.
Yes, exactly.
Go ahead, sorry.
Fuck you, Bic. Dicks.
You Bic.
All right. Do I feel oppressed? I would say, am I a feminist? Yes, but I am late to the game. I never considered myself a feminist.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought feminists were, like, maybe angry and maybe lesbians. And didn't really know what the deal was.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was always, like, jumping from boyfriends even in high school and in college, which is not bad. I'm not condemning sluts and I'm not calling you a slut either. If you're listening,
if you're listening to this, you're definitely not a slut because you're definitely way too boring to be a slut.
Yeah, I think that... Have I been mansplained to? Yes!
What is this mansplain thing? I hear this thrown around so much, I don't even know this term.
You really don't know what mansplaining is?
Is it like where a man explains something to you?
Yeah.
But in a specific way?
No, it's either something that doesn't need explaining, but they feel that they need to explain it,
mm-hmm.
or that you've already done or explained or know, and then they feel like they need
to explain
it.
Like when they come
it.
And they redo the dishes after you've loaded the dishwasher, and they redo it. Have you had that before?
No. No, that's just a dish splaining, I guess. Not quite the same. I mean, that could be any gender. And then, you know, then you start to factor in being catcalled, you know, yeah. and like lots of confusing messages sent by men.
I don't want to undercut your catcalling thing, but no. I have just wished so badly to be catcalled my whole entire life. I have never, ever been catcalled. And this was a couple months ago. I was walking down the street one day, and I thought I was getting catcalled, and I was so excited, and I turned around. It was a tree full of birds. I just want somebody to objectify me as a woman.
No, you don't.
Yeah, but if you haven't had it, like, once, like, you kind of, I want something to be mad at. I'm like, everybody respects me too much because I look like a troll. I'm the keeper of the woods.
Of the forest.
I mean, literally, the more we go on, the more I feel like Billy Crystal in The Neverending Bride or whatever. Neverending Bride. The Princess Bride.
Princess Bride. Anyway, does that make sense? So yes, I would say I'm a feminist, but like no research
pedigree.
Evidence. Yeah, no pedigree and nothing to back that up.
I hope you know that like perspective, like I see you as somebody who's like, she's with it. She's sure. on it. She sure. knows what she's trying to figure it out. She's trying to figure out what she is as a woman. She's trying to figure out what she is as a mm-hmm. mother. She's trying to figure out what she is as a feminine creature in like the divine abracadabra. You're trying to figure it out.
Yeah.
I feel like I need to open a bag of Dove chocolates and just go through them one by one because, like, the answer is clearly somewhere in these Dove. Or maybe I need to write Dove chocolate wrapper things for a living. Who gets that job? Like, who gets the job writing fortune cookies?
I don't think you apply. I think it's, like, a generational. You pass it down. You're apprenticed into it.
Like, the person that waves the checkered flag at a race. I'm like, how do you get that job?
You gotta sit there in NASCAR all day? I don't want that job.
Yeah, but you're like the one that does that. Or you're like a woman in the 1950s that's got like really pushed up boobs.
Mm-hmm.
And like a tight capri kind of pants.
You're just talking about the plot of Grease. So I remembered my other big question.
Okay. What's your unicorn name? Was that it?
Yeah, that was it.
So check us out. We're on Facebook, on the Book of Phases. We're at The Nervous Record. Or we're also on Instagram, also at The Nervous Record. Just check us out on Instagram so that you can put faces to our names. You'll be like, oh, that's what that is?
Or, oh my God, they're so beautiful.
Yeah, Amanda has on fake eyelashes this evening. She put them on just for the audio.
Just for the audio.